Jones, and we were meeting Wednesday, January 28th at 5 o'clock p.m. And we have in attendance Ken Coleman, Sydney Johnson, Devin Jeffries, and Warren Bueller, sorry, I can't say your name. And also we have the librarian, Linda King, and we have Mary Austin, and our new city council member, which is Tina Allen. And we will call the meeting to order at 5:04 p.m. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second, thank you. All in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? A motion to approve the October 29th, 2025 minutes?
We didn't have a chance to read the minutes because I printed them off. We did not. You guys are welcome to read over what you want.
And a motion to approve?
Approve the minutes for October. I second.
Second, thank you, Kim.
Oh, October 29th.
And a second, thank you, Kim. Alright, all those in favor of approving October 29th, 2025 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
I'll abstain because I wasn't here.
Have you, did you vote?
Mm-hmm.
The council member is on the mayor? And the mayor?
Mayor.
To approve or just for everything or just to approve?
They can do everything.
So like Linda did not whatever, she did whatever she wanted to.
I don't know.
Alright, well, let's turn the camera over to Linda for library business.
Okay, so the first thing is we did some policy changing. And so maybe just kind of look this over. What we did was I made the new release children's picture books. I only put them out for 2 weeks instead of 3. It's been working very well because I get my books back later. And the new release, he's got the new release picture books, is 2 weeks, and vis-a-vis holiday is only a week.
Awesome, sir.
For the children, for holidays.
Regardless of what holiday, because even our Halloween books this week are 1 week, which I appreciate as a mom. I want everything to come back immediately.
Yeah. Yes.
Kids.
Yeah. Regardless of what
holiday season you're checking out.
And it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is also the Flex Share Plan with the Tremont. That has not been being followed very well by Tremont. And so tonight after my library board training, Rachel Linehan from the State Library is going to visit with Kim and I. I think we are just going to say, get your own card from Tremont, get your own card from Margaret, from Starla.
And they will have 2 cards.
Okay, so right now you can have one, but that will make it so you have 2.
Okay. There's just things that Tremont has that I don't, that I don't pay for. I don't pay for Hoopla and a couple other things. And I just, it just seems silly to me to make a Garland patron of Garland Library have to delete their account to go to Tremont just because they want to use Hoopla. I just think that's silly because there's things they like to do at our library. So you're not going to back and forth. I'm not going to be at your Tremont library now and go back to Garland because I want to use this and this and theirs. It's just silly. And her problem was with that was Libby, the online, that you can do online, I can't control that, neither can she. That is something that Overdrive has to control. I can call Bergen City and I can pay for a Bergen City card and use Libby if I want. They can't stop me. I can go to Cache Valley and get a card in Cache Valley, pay for it, they can't stop me, and I can use Libby. That is a Libby thing. That is an Overdrive problem. They're the ones that have to figure out how to handle that.
So you're saying the problem with you is that if you have two cards, so you have Fremont card, you got a card, technically you probably wouldn't have two active cards on your living account, so I can have now 20 books on hold instead of 10. But I'm just curious, like, what is the problem?
Because
the is Fremont going to control people's living use?
I'm not sure. This was just brought up in our state meeting that certain libraries felt like, well, I pay for this for my county, and why aren't they getting access to these books quicker? Because I've got this county coming in getting the library card. They aren't paying for that service, but they're getting a library card. And so now it's creating my patrons to not get their books quicker. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I do not put books on overdrive.
So having two,
I can afford them. So my patrons only get what's out there in the whole realm of the big library.
Oh, okay.
Sky. I can't afford to buy them. And they control it. So let's say I bought half a dozen books, and four of those books, they determine no longer are going to be on there if they take them off. I don't get control
even though you paid for
even though I paid for it.
So it's the state library that runs the league?
No,
it's entirely
separate through this called Overdrive.
Like Desert Book or something, it's its own entity that...
Yeah, a discount because it has run through the state library.
Okay.
You get a discount for the price you paid for it. But I don't get to control anything.
So what causes uptakers to get books slower? Because people have two cards, or what?
Just the holding time.
There's just more people living there.
Yeah.
And it's hard to start.
This is, you know, the whole state of Utah is on this. And so I can't. There's like a patron said, she called the Salt Lake. She paid $80 for their yearly fee because she wanted another card on the fee.
$4,000 a month for a book right now. I'm happy to wait.
$4,000.
I don't remember either. I need some audiobooks. It's
okay. Okay, as soon as I get a chance to look it up, you guys can let me know if you're okay with it.
Okay.
If you think there needs to be changes on that.
And we'll vote on that next month, next meeting? Or is it?
No.
Is it on here to?
It's not on here to.
Okay, so next month, okay. Perfect. What's that name that was next?
Flatbed plan?
No, it's our circulation policy.
Science circulation policy.
So let's put that in for next month. We'll put that in for next month too.
Okay, while you're still in that about on this summer reading. This year, summer reading part A will be on May 29th. We're going to do it at 4 p.m. And we're just going to do it at the library this year.
Ooh.
And then kind of simplify.
Inside the library?
No, out. Unless it's pouring down rain.
Did you say 4 p.m.?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. On like the front lawn?
Like all around the building.
Okay, and on the sidewalks in the building.
Mm-hmm. This year, the main summer reading program theme is
something that Devin can dress up as.
Your story. We are going to do Roar into Reading and Woody's a Dinosaur Theme.
So there's still a chance Devin can wear the dinosaur costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
You missed Willy Wonka, but this time.
There you go. And we're just going to have, we're going to have, like, when you get those little swimming pool things filled with sand and they can dig for fossil different things. Abacus is going to 3D print several build your own dinosaur, so they can do that and build their own dinosaur. And we'll only have 4 offers unless someone else reaches out to me there. And we're going to make a craft, we're going to make dinosaur feet, and just have sidewalk chalk. And we had one other thing I can't remember. But we can talk more and use that as we go along.
Are we doing food?
I will probably just
like cookies or something. Easy. Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect.
And then, so we'll talk a little bit more as we go on with that, like getting reinvolved in all of this. Okay, so anybody have any comments for this? Changes that you need to make?
That's great.
Okay, so we'll look at that on the next two.
Okay.
So outreach. I know, Kenny, I talked to you about doing outreach, but if we could make a little committee and maybe share the love in outreach, it would just be so helpful for me. I would really like to see I'll tell you. Okay, so it was just today in my director meeting, it was brought to my attention on servicing little cities outside your city. And they're checking into, because we don't have like a contract that says we're going to solely, you know, service you and make them pay for our service as a library. They're checking into how that is going to work, because there's several libraries that do service smaller cities around them. And they're going to break it up for us. So like Tremont would get mostly out west, and Bergen's going to take Perry and all of them that way, and we would take us and everybody north and over into Collinston. And so once they look and check into that, those service areas and population will come back for me, and that will help my CLEF money.
Okay.
So that would be really nice.
So then if they service, does that just mean that they can come to your library, or is there something that you do to reach out to them?
That's what my outreach is going to be about, yes. So I would outreach to, but yes, we would service them for free. They would come and get a free library card.
Okay.
They wouldn't be charged for it.
Okay.
We would pass over county. I don't charge anybody across the county, but that part would be assigned to Garfield.
Yeah, it would be more or less.
If they went to Tremont, they could get one, but she would encourage them to use our library because we're considered their servicing hub.
And so how does the bookmobile come into play with that?
The bookmobile is part of the county. It's considered a county library, and they have nothing to do with the state.
It's a whole separate library card.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they
are serviced. Those outlying towns are serviced by the bookmobile.
Correct.
This would just be an additional thing.
But they have to pay if you have a bookmobile.
Okay.
They have to pay for a bookmobile card book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're one of the library activities and other things.
Yeah.
And the kids check. So our outreach is to let those people know that to get a card, because the more people have a card, the more that money we get.
And to know about our activities and things that are going on at our library.
So I will be more like reaching out to those small city governments and saying, hey, here's our monthly newsletter of items. Can you send it out to?
I mean, like going to their city council or
Or just post making a post office over there.
Right. Well, I don't know what 4-H has. I think 4-H does do a city council. I do think they have a person, you know, that you could find out and they would post it. Maybe they have a newsletter. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that I would love help with, because I just don't have the time to do that.
But we're not going to Idaho.
No,
we just are doing our county
month.
We can serve as a lab, but it's not going to make any difference.
Is there a library?
No.
Oh, really?
I thought they had one.
They do. It's very little, because we have several Malad people.
Oh. Okay.
They just can't use Libby.
because they're in different states. And Bobby's in Utah.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
It is an online, so like, if you don't want to pay for Audible, you can get Audible.
It's like Kindle, except you got it, but you can get it.
It's an Amazon.
Yeah.
For free, right? Because if you have a library card, you get it for free.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just thinking Utah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what Idaho has, if they have it or not, I don't know. But I can't, a Malaya person cannot come with a card and download with you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, maybe I do.
Oh, it is, I think that it is, I'm sorry. It is every law state, but
I have one mom, I have a dozen library cards in the game, and I think that like, one of those from Australia.
I did look at the couple we talked about last time and they weren't free. You know, we talked about some ones like New York or places, so we could get them. I looked at two and they weren't free, so I was in
that
sort of
level.
Yeah, we have to agree with it.
And then she shops around for like, just the shortest way.
This is why you don't really have control over that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean to say to you.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense, huh?
Yeah. So, for outreach, anyway, if anybody would be willing to help Cammy, I would appreciate that.
I'll make a list of the small towns who will develop a list.
If they could send on the book thing, you know, the free thing for the schools, if they would be willing to send it out, then it was the parents. Maybe one way for the parents, you know, but I don't know if they would do it for free or not.
Yeah, just like posting for the elementary.
Yeah.
When I reached out to the school district a year ago, and it's Peach Jar's helping to send out, they literally told me, even though you're a non-profit library, we will charge you to send an announcement out.
Yeah, they do.
How much?
I think you have to create an account, so it's like $50 for the year, and the first thing it was something that was kind of like, okay.
Like $5 or something, 10, it wasn't like
I'm sure we could get a newsletter. I'm sure all of these little towns have newsletters, I would assume. And they would help me out.
And then that's where you can take things to walls.
Yes.
And that's another thing that we can make sure we get. I'll make sure you get a flyer programs that gets put up. Especially in the senior citizens, because they're really good to put them up. It doesn't matter. I know Tremont uses everything and they contract with them, but they're fine that we put our stuff there, so.
And just make flyers and stand in the pickup line at school and give to everyone. They tell their friends.
The place is full.
Tell their friends and then they're the other one.
Thank you, Cammy and Lauren, and I will follow up with you guys. Jacob Shaw is our employee at the library.
Had the pleasure of meeting him tonight, and he's very nice, and he's very thorough. My granddaughter went in to get a book, and her mom's account was deactivated, so I had to go in, and then I asked him to check mine, and they put mine under a child account. I don't know why. Like, it's hers, you're like, excuse me, and so he fixed it, but he was very nice and very thorough, so.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He does really good. So, did you see him? Is this like permanently, or is this just annual? No, because Atticus will be graduating and leaving.
Oh, okay.
Is Ben still leaving? At the end of school?
I don't know.
Did Randy have a baby?
Oh, yes, she did.
Oh, good.
She had a little boy, and he's actually a parent of children.
Oh,
he's
fine.
I'll tell you that.
That's true.
I don't know. That's all I have for library business.
Board business?
This is as bad to me anyway. So baseball game fundraiser. She hasn't come up yet about baseball games and when they'll start. We would like to do this again though. It did turn out pretty well for us.
Do you know how much we made last year from doing it?
We made about almost $900.
So with our portion. That's worth it, yeah.
You know, a year that we got the football stuff, right? Like they get baseball, we get baseball, they get it. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll just do the hamburgers and stuff again for all the ball games.
now that they know we're there and we're open, hopefully it will be even better this year.
Yeah, and Shannon has started redoing the quick check, so it's going to be nice. Yeah, the windows will now be not wood, so we can like wipe them down.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
You don't have to crack them open.
No, I don't. I can't remember Mayor, he's getting rid of the one window.
I'm not sure what they didn't say when you get here, or if they show me the screen doors and the stuff he's behind the door.
Yeah, we done the screen. The screen itself is crappy.
But is it usually March, April?
It's usually April.
April and May and June?
April and May and June.
Is it all June or does it start? Like, no June?
They only go to maybe like the second.
Okay, perfect.
What are they doing? Just remove the
place off? He does the little kids. I don't know what they call them.
Juniors, something like that?
And then our board training is tonight, so I'm glad that you're all here to do that.
Thank you all for coming. It's kind of hard to get someone like to get their minors.
So that is always required.
Okay. All right, Garland City Business, Tina, do you have anything for us?
No, I'm just happy to be here.
Like, is there anything that you, like City Council, that you'd like? Sometimes you can remember something.
Mm-hmm. It's good if you guys inform us more than
I'm happy to have Tina.
I know.
And
you say
representing City Council. Glad she's here.
Mm-hmm. All right, are there any public comments? Anyone? All right, no public comments. So request for future agenda items. So we have the checkout box. Is there anything else?
We bought the Yodel player, and then we also bought a Tony player for the library. And so this is the one policy for both of them.
Can you explain what those are? I've never heard either of those names.
The Yodels are, they look like a little teeny radio, and they have cards, and you put the cards in, and then they read the book to the kids. And Tony is the same, only it has a figurine that goes on top of it. The nice thing about the Tony was we got them for Spanish as well, and they check out pretty good for the Spanish.
So there's a certain number of books.
They're not.
I mean, that can be read. I'm just saying the card is.
Yeah.
The card is a book, so you can't get any book in the library. It's whatever the card can read.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's kind of an audio book, but.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
What age range? I've had 12 girls check them out too. So, and people have their own Yodel players at their house too, and they just come and check out the cards because they'll work on theirs as well. So,
does a Yodel work with Tony or no?
No.
And how many cards do you have for Yodel? Thank you.
I have probably 20 or more, because in one grant that we got, for the teen enhancement grant, children teen enhancement, we bought a lot of non-fiction, and they have a lot of non-fiction Yodel cards, so we were able to purchase those as well.
So it's one book per card?
No, there's probably, some of them have several books on one card.
So we might have like 60 books that different books do this.
These books that are actual physical books, I mean, what are these unique to this?
I think it's somewhere that, like, we have on there, one of what we have is,
McCall has a Yoda, I'm sure.
Yes!
So we have a Yoda, and it's mostly, I would say it's mostly just like someone reading a book that's already finished. That's like not that Yoda hasn't published yet. And I can't necessarily speak for Tony. When I was doing the research, she worked by Tony. Seems like they have more like Disney type stuff, and they have like little characters that go on with them.
Is it actually Disney or is it like?
No, they just like, you know, how they link to Disney to look at their stuff.
Yeah.
But the Yoda, I think, like, has a lower age range, yet Tony is more like for like littler characters, but you can get like, I mean, you can get chapter books on the Yoda, you can get
So how many cards do you have at your house?
I probably have like 20 cards, but some of the cards, like she said, have more than five, like, stories on the card or five books or whatever. Some of them just have like one story per card.
That's cool.
So like, I think we actually thought that you could actually buy the Harry Potter books on the Yoda for a Yoda card, and they'll read it to you. They'll read it to you.
So we checked out one of your Yodas, and then we checked out the Harry Potter that my daughter was on from the Tremont Library, just the card. And then, so I had to, because we never used one, I had to download the Yoda app onto my phone to talk to the Yoda, which wasn't bad, but it does, then you just have to erase your account when you take it, the Yoda player back, because you don't want people to have to check that, which is fine, it was just a quick thing. But also, what I
can you download on your phone from our Yoda?
To talk to the Yoda, because it has to have Wi-Fi capability. So to talk to him,
we programmed everything, because other people would come in and they just use their Wi-Fi and they get to
This was also like only 6 months ago when we very, very first got it, so they may have been programmed different. So Harry Potter's further along, but I had it all connected to Wi-Fi, we were able to download the whole book. And so then we didn't really even need the card at that point. We could just use that Yoda player, and she used it on a long road trip. And anyway, so it's a nice way to have another device that is zero capability to run the internet. It's just listening to that particular app.
Yeah, so, that's right.
That was interesting getting, because then kids talk about it.
Instead of getting a hotspot or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe before next month in the library, maybe you could look at it. I'd be interested to see those algorithms. That works or not. Okay. So we have those two policies. Are there any other comments, concerns, questions?
We'll probably talk again about summer reading on the next.
Okay. And are there any policies we need to start looking through this year that are going to...
We'll see.
Give us some next month. Okay. Perfect. Alright. So our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. in the library this time.
Yes, we'll get me in the library.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. Thanks, Debbie. Alright, meeting adjourned 5:31 p.m.
Thanks, everybody. So you said, I'm sorry, is it that time?
I'm sorry, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And then starting right here.
And
you
take that from that, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's good. We usually meet January, February, March, April, May, and then June, some of them don't meet in June or July, unless